Blog Talk Radio.
And in respect to a great thread on Facebook, shout out to Jamal Price in Atlanta Hawks Nation, I have to play the following. Hold on a second. I'm hoping y'all heard that. That was in regards to a post of old Hawks fans who left and now are coming back, be like, and Jamal has a picture of someone, you know, on stage with a microphone saving someone. Yeah. You have people crawling out of the woodworks, out of rocks, stones, all kinds of different things, people we ain't never seen and heard of before. All of a sudden, our Hawks fans, Atlanta Hawks fans, NBA Atlanta Hawks, not Seahawks, right? Call in tonight, 646-652-4479, that is. Now, tonight's show is actually, I actually touted it as an NFL playoffs show. Of course, this is the weekend of the division series. And we know the results now. So instead of reading exactly what I was going to read prior to what happened today, we know Romo is gone. Controversy, right? We know Peyton is gone. Interesting, right? So the Final Four, Green Bay and Seattle in Seattle, and the New England Patriots, and the Indianapolis Colts. That's a pretty interesting Final Four, don't you think? You can call in on that if your team is in, if your team is out, 646-652-4479. I'm having trouble saying the number tonight for some reason. But also tonight, of course, there was a lot of NBA games tonight. If anybody was watching NBA TV, we saw the Sacramento Kings destroy the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I posted a lot about that tonight. I might even read one of my posts if I get a chance to. When I get around to it, to address specifically the Cleveland Cavaliers and how they were touted to win the NBA championship at the point they got LeBron. And then they had Love and they already had Kyrie and they have all this stuff going on. And now they've traded a whole bunch of stuff to get Mozgov, right? And they got J.R. Smith and they got Iman Shumpert. Right? What's happening? They've just lost their 19th game tonight with all those players except for Shumpert playing. Would Shumpert have made that much of a difference tonight? Don't think so. Mozgov's supposed to protect her. What did Cousins do to him tonight? The whole team, really, because I saw other players just getting buckets in there, like laying them up, and he's right there. Didn't make any sense to me. We're talking about fully healthy, you know, teams here too. Except LeBron ain't playing. It should not make that much of a difference if they're so touted as stars, and I'll get into that another time as well. The Atlanta Hawks destroyed the Washington Wizards tonight, or today, this afternoon, earlier today. And there's a particular group of people on NBA TV who are just baffled and bewildered and dumbfounded on how the Hawks are still winning without a star. They don't have a superstar. Without a superstar, they can't sustain this. Even though they've won 29 games and they've only lost 3 games in the last 3 years, supposedly, right? Blowing teams out. Every time they play a team, they're up by 15, 20, at least once during the game, if not twice, right? Don't know how they're doing it. It's a mystery. It can't be done. You blow out the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland, right? You've beaten every Western Conference team that is on the schedule so far. They lost to San Antonio 3 months ago, right? Barely. Barely, right? And they haven't played Golden State yet. In every game they go into, you don't feel that the Hawks are going to lose the game. Yeah, there might be some ebbs and tides and flows and whatnot, right? But do you really, if you're a real Hawks fan, do you really have a sense of, you know, despair or whatever you want to call it, that the Hawks are actually going to lose? I haven't in a long time now, because I'm fully confident that Bud's going to make the adjustments and make it happen. And what happens? They make it happen. Korver with wide open threes. I mentioned earlier how Korver was so open he was eating a hot dog from Varsity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, seriously, they're destroying everybody. It's almost boring to watch a Hawks. No, I'm just playing. 646-652-4479 for all your Atlanta fans, NBA fans, call in. Where is your team? What your team is doing? We can go by the stats. Don't let me get started on stats. You know how I am about that. But let's just go by the records. Who has the best records in the NBA? 1-2, Golden State and the Atlanta doggone Hawks. Stop playing. Your teams are not that good. Sorry. And they might not be, and they might not have enough time. It's halfway through the season, folks. In a few days, enough games would be 41 games. Hawks ain't really letting up, and they're still getting better, which is the scary part. Going back to the NFL, we do have some coaching changes. I know a lot of people were, you know, maybe looking at Rex Ryan coming in. He signed with the Buffalo Bills today. So out of the two teams that got eliminated today, is there a coach, you know, that the Falcons, you believe, might have a chance of getting if you think they want to go that route? I hope it's nobody from Dallas personally. And I don't think anybody from Denver should be coming here. So we might have to wait another round and see what Seattle does. I think that's probably our best choice at this point, because who else? I mean, if anybody else was available that they wanted, they would have been signed by now, right? Has it been 3 weeks yet? And all the other teams have been eliminated from the playoffs a long time ago. So, you know, if there was somebody that they were really reaching out to and interviewing, we would have known about it by now pretty much, you know. So, but what do you think about the Final Four as it stands right now? Again, New England is in again. Does Brady get in and have a chance at that fourth ring? Andrew Luck is in his first AFC championship. What do you think he will do? He beat the person he replaced, you know, going into the playoffs. That was a pretty cool story, I guess. Green Bay wins again, you know, Aaron Rodgers limping around, torn leg muscles and stuff, still won. And now what really goes on in Dallas now? Because Romo had a chance to repair his damaged reputation big time if he got into the NFC Championship game. With the year that they had, you know, What happens next with that? And then you got the Seattle Seahawks, of course. They're looking to repeat. So they're looking to defend their championship. So what are they going to do? They're really playing well. I think they're going – I don't know if they're going to repeat yet, but I think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. I don't think that's a stretch to say at this point, unless something drastic happens. But, shoot, Russell Wilson, he's playing pretty tough. So what do y'all think? If you're listening, you get to call in. 646-652-4479. The chat room is up and – well, it was up and running. Hold on. I thought I had it up and running. Oh, there it is. chat room is open and operating properly, it looks like. So you can message there. If you're in the Atlanta Hawks Nation and you're listening, you can tag me in a message, and I will mention it on air. There's a lot of y'all on because I just posted a whole bunch of crazy stuff, including my clip from Glory and also from Danger Mouse. So I know y'all are paying attention. And let's see. I could throw in maybe one more topic. Let's see here. Actually, what I could do for y'all, for those who don't know what happened the rest of the night, I don't think any more games are going on. Well, the Lakers are playing Portland. They're down by 7. Kobe is resting again. Doesn't look like they're going to come back. And Memphis won tonight. Z-Bo is back. He had a really big game. Hope they're not stressing him too much, though. Double overtime game just coming back. He had 27 points and a lot of rebounds, but, you know, I don't think they need him to get hurt again. Miami beat the Clippers, which is not a big deal, but they did win. So is Miami going to be able to salvage their season? Because soon they're going to be on the outside looking in when it comes to playoffs as well. They're really way down there at this point. And you have some of the other sub-500 teams that are looking up and wanting to take their spot. So let's see. And that's everything for Sunday. So Hawks destroyed the Wizards. Fully healthy Wizards team, big men all over the place, Nene and the Polish Hammer. I didn't know that was his nickname, but, you know, I guess, Gortat. And he got the best backcourt in the NBA per John Wall. Didn't look like it tonight to me. How many turnovers did John Wall have? Again, it's a matter of what is the perception of, you know, the Atlanta Hawks as opposed to all these teams that continue to beat their above 500. Remember also, the Hawks have the best record against above 500 teams in the NBA. What else do you have to do or say? How are the Cleveland Cavaliers better than the Hawks, whether it be on paper or real life? How is Toronto? How are the Bulls? How is anybody in the Eastern Conference anywhere near the Atlanta Hawks? Best team in defense, best team on offense overall. You're just tops in categories all over the place. How can you legitimize bad stats to good stats, bad victories to good victories, win total? I don't get it anymore. I emailed Charles Barkley on his crazy website. I've tweeted ESPN and TNT at this point because I want an answer. I seriously, like I said, if I had time to really roll up to Atlanta, I'd do it. Seriously, because I really would like to hear the crazy explanation they must have. Somebody in executive offices must have something going on, a order to basically try to down the Atlanta Hawks no matter what. I mean, it's personal. That's how it looks to me at this point. And, yeah, we can say, well, don't worry about it, da, 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 but it carries over. See, part of the perception of the fans of Atlanta is based off the media. Think about that. You see what I'm saying? Over a period of time. And it's, you know, again, you can say it's some of the fans' fault or whatnot, but they only are looking at, remember, you got the fans are really on the precipice of being real fans and being at the games and stuff like that. But the only thing they mostly hear is what they see at 11 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock the next morning, right? So, again, something has to change. The verbiage has to change, and it has to be across the board, to be fair. I know life ain't fair, but, like, seriously, Cleveland is not better than the Hawks. All them teams in the West aren't better than the Hawks. Portland, Houston, Dallas, none of them are. We haven't played Golden State. It remains to be seen how we match up against them. I don't see no reason why we can't beat them either. Seriously. 646, let me get my number out again, 646-652-4479. That's what happens when you eat spaghetti late at night. Get dizzy. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a track called Never Break from a man, Chris Pritham. He is with, let me make sure I say it correctly. See, that's what happens when you're a little bit ill-prepared. Chris Pritham has worked with artists such as Raekwon. Give me a pause right here. There we go. Raekwon, He's also worked with artists such as Fred the Godson. He's also worked with artists such as Lloyd Banks, Glasses Malone, Speakeasy, Young Observe. They also have credits with Viacom and ESPN. So if you're a serious artist, if you're serious, you're about to get into the recording studio right now and you need music, first of all, you need to be able to pay for it. Second of all, you need to hit him up. You can hit him up easily on Twitter. It's Chris Prythm, P-R-Y-T-H-M. Tell him Chris from IMTM Worldwide Radio sent you, and they'll take care of you. So I'm going ahead and play this little track. I'm going to take a break, catch my breath, check out that Lakers score, see what happens there, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. IMTM Worldwide Radio. Almost got caught by the end of the song there. That was Never Break by producer Chris Pritham, as I mentioned, you can get with them on Twitter, Chris Pritham, spelled P-R-Y-T-H-M. Tell them Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio. Forward you over to them, and if you're serious, maybe you'll have a song on the radio soon. Never know. Be sure to check me out at my main website, www.imtnworldwide.com, where you can get pretty much all my social media links, find out more about stuff that I've done in the past, about things I'm about to do in 2015. I've had to take a year off, basically, taking care of my dad. He passed away in December, unfortunately, from cancer. So I'm really still trying to get back into some kind of a rhythm and flow of things. But it's going to get there. So if you go to www.imtnworldwide.com, you can check a lot of stuff out. Of course, the radio shows at blogtalkradio.com/imtnworldwide. There's a lot of stuff going on where I do. I'm going to be doing morning shows again soon, actually for the first time. I'll be doing some business shows, helping people who already have a business, trying to make it better, people who are trying to start a business from the first time out. They need web design. They need business plans. They need all that. On the talent side, back on the imtnworldwide.com side of things, people who are trying to do stuff on the entertainment side, they need headshots, photography that's professional. They need all kinds of different things. So definitely check out those sites. You can always hit me up. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Go to my website. The links are there. Check them out. So we're back, and I have about 10 minutes left. Going to go back through what I was going to talk about today. The NFL playoffs, AFC, NFC championship series are set now. Do you have a team in the mix? If so, who are they? And what do you think is going to happen at this point? One of the favorites I know of a lot of people, the Denver Broncos, are not going to be there. A lot of people are upset that the Dallas Mavericks aren't there anymore. Did I say Dallas Mavericks? That's bad, ain't it? Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? My thought about that one play, the particular play that happened in the fourth quarter, no names being mentioned, he didn't catch the ball. It's not a catch. Sorry. He didn't catch it. By the rules. We all know what they are, but really, blatantly, the ball hit the ground. Shoot. I don't know what else to expect on that one, but oh well. Anyway, they let it get to that point where that was even an issue. And again, that's where it comes down to calls don't matter if you've done what you're supposed to do before something like that happens. Don't put yourself in that position. So again, the Cowboys, even though this year at least they did get to the playoffs, it's the first time they've been in the playoffs in forever after finishing 8-8 the last three seasons, better season. So they got at least stuff to look forward to now, see what happens next year. Green Bay again. Have a shot, for Aaron Rodgers to do, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been doing that hot in the playoffs after the Super Bowl, so this was a big win for him. New England have a shot now to get back to the Super Bowl again, give Brady another shot of winning one. He hasn't done really anything in 10 years since winning that last Super Bowl, has he, when it comes down to it. So it was a big deal for him getting around Flacco. Flacco's been beating the brakes off that team the last couple of years. So that's going to be interesting. And, again, Andrew Luck, his first AFC championship. Will he be able to handle the pressure? How will he perform, his team? I did remember hearing, I think it was on the radio, I was listening to the radio, I was going to play basketball, and they were saying how I just forget the receiver's name all of a sudden, that he hadn't even been targeted but like once up to that point. It's the older, real talented receiver that they still have on the team still. I thought that was really interesting. So I wonder what's going to happen in the AFC Championship game now to see if they can, get him the ball a little bit more to help out so there won't be that much pressure on him because they don't have no running back. So that's going to be interesting. So that's the NFL playoffs. If you got a team, of course, you can call in. 646-652-4479. I'm checking the chat room real quick just to make sure I'm not ignoring anybody. And everybody in Atlanta Hawks Nation are doing all kind of stuff, but they're not messaging me. It's very, very silly. I'm calling y'all out. I'm going to start calling y'all by name, but I don't have time tonight. I'm not going to do that. But y'all know what's up. I'm going to come and get y'all. I'm going to come up to Atlanta to come to a game, and I'm going to hunt all y'all down and figure out what's going on. Oh, FYI, I posted this on my other page about Chris Brown. Why are y'all going to the club where he be at? Every time he goes to the club, something bad happens. Is it that much fun to get shot at and almost get killed? That doesn't make any sense. and going to the club in general doesn't make any sense unless you have a specific purpose or you are the person that they're coming to see. Because typically otherwise, you're never seeing the persons who are supposed to be fabulous, right? It's not worth it to get killed. As I mentioned, stay at home, get you some alcohol, turn on Pandora, dance. And that's it. It ain't worth getting shot. That video is really disturbing. It can't be that fun. And there's going to be people next doggone weekend out and about with Chris Brown. And they're going to get shot, too. That's sad. Anyway, I know that had nothing to do with anything, but I posted that earlier because I saw it, and I was like, this is really ridiculous. Don't go to the club. It's not worth it. 646-652-4479. Thank you for those who are listening. I know there's some people that are, like, in different countries and things of that nature. I know you can't call. So I don't expect y'all to call. I'm not paying for your phone bill. But there's people who are stateside who are listening. Now, some people actually are at work because some people work third shift and whatnot, so I do appreciate that. See, I get to see how many people actually do listen to the show every time I do a show. And right now I'm not able to do them regularly. As I mentioned, I have a lot of stuff going on family-wise and things of that nature. However, I'm trying to get more regular because I used to do shows like almost every day 2-3 years ago. And so I'm trying to get to that point again where I'm doing regular shows so that way it's easier for people to kind of, you know, fit into a schedule to where, you know, there's people who want to hear. And, you know, it's cool that people hear my show after the fact, but I would like for them to hear it more on the live side and then be able to call in and participate. So just throwing that out there. It's coming. Don't worry about it. But I'm going to keep plugging away, trying to get back on, you know, like I said, you know, some kind of regular schedule again. That'd be really cool. So got a few minutes left. NBA, the Atlanta Hawks are the best team in history. Did I say too much there? No, I'm just playing. But they're the best team in the NBA this year. That's for sure. No one can really argue with me on that. I dare you to. You can call in. If you can try, 646-652-4479. I'll stat you to death. I'm going to let you know that now. And then just common sense at this point. Who got the best record? Who's winning? Hawks have won 9 in a row now. I mean, I mentioned someone else. Hawks have to lose 12 or 13 in a row just to kind of catch up with certain teams in the East at this point, and they will still be in the playoff hunt. So what's up? Like I said, they're not going to lose to Philly, I don't believe. Okay. We got Chicago this weekend. I forget who we have Friday. Somebody can chime in and let me know who they have Friday real quick. They got back-to-back coming up this weekend. But at the end of the day, Hawks are the best team in the Eastern Conference. They really would have been the best team the last 2 years if they hadn't been hurt last year. Okay? So, and going into next year, the team is going to get even stronger. We're going to have Edie coming back from overseas. Probably will be placing Brand. Sad to see him go. Maybe throw him in as a coach or something. I don't know. And for whatever else we might want to do, we'll have plenty of money. For a long time, folks, be excited, be ecstatic, all the other expletives that you can think of. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close out the show. If you are a supporter of my show, definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide and hit follow. Or add me on Twitter. Go to my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. And you can get me on all my social media pages and whatnot. I'm going to let you do the work. That's what you do. It's easy. Point and click. If you need things on the business side, of course, you can email me, chris@imtmworldwide.com. Call my business number, 706-393-8426. So, again, this was a great day in sports. Got the AFC-NFC Championship weekend coming up next week. The Atlanta Hawks once again proves how they're the top team in the NBA. Nobody else even matters at this point. Hopefully we'll get a word from Charles Barkley. Oh, also, I'm trying to get Bob Rathburn and Steve Coonan on my show as guests in the near future, so be looking out for that. All right, well, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Thanks for everybody listening in. Y'all take care. Have a nice rest of the weekend, and see y'all next week.